Now back to Deebo Samuel. I thought Deebo was a huge part of the game plan, clearly, heading into this one. And something happened with Jordan Mason the last couple of weeks. Clearly the shoulder, right? He was running physical, but he was running more low to the ground because he was trying to be low man and really be a battering ram. I mean, he was leading the NFL in yards after contact. He was leading, in terms of breaking tackles. He had a lot of different numbers where he was at the top of the charts. So the last couple of weeks, he just has not ran the same. I don't think he's hitting the holes that are there. Like, to know when to cut back in this scheme, like, it's an art. And I think McCaffrey is great at it. He gets thin in these little tiny holes, and then boom, he explodes through. Obviously, Raheem Mostert, who Mike McDaniel called the angle god, meaning he takes great angles. Garendo, it took a minute for him to kind of find his footing. I thought Garendo was clearly better than Jordan Mason yesterday. And I thought Mason has been compromised, and he's just not running the same way that he has been. And so he really needs the bye week. I'm not ready to, like, you know, give up on him or anything, but, like, I can kind of see, like, he needs to get it right.
Well, Jordan Mason, let's just look at Jordan Mason. Okay. 2022, 43 carries for the entire season, regular season. 40 carries in 2023. In 17 games played. This year, he's already at 134 carries. 134 carries. Now, he's ran for 685 yards, but he hasn't had this volume since he was a sophomore at Georgia Tech.
Did he even eclipse 890 yards in Georgia Tech?
So, at Georgia Tech, his freshman year, 108 carries, 659 yards.
Okay.
As a sophomore at Georgia Tech, 172 carries, 899 yards.
99. Okay.
Junior year, only played six games, 82 carries. Junior year, 82 carries. Senior year, 87 carries.
I think Jahmyr Gibbs was the lead back last 2 years, if I'm not mistaken.
He was, but to my point, he hasn't saw this type of value since 2019, Shasky. His sophomore year was 2019.
Did you hear, like, I think it was week 2 or 3, he had told one of the reporters, like, oh, I didn't realize, like, CMC takes this punishment.
That was after week one.
Every week.
That was after week one, Monday Night Football. He goes, I don't know how CMC does this. That was Monday Night Football week one. So he needs a bye week here. I still want Jordan Mason involved in his game plan because he's a battery ram, but it's obviously he's got a little fatigue. He's hit the wall a bit. That's where Bobby Turner and the Shanahans, this is the business they're in. They know how to groom running backs out of nowhere. And Baldy, I keep thinking of Baldy when it comes to Isaac Garendo because he probably was the highest on him. We saw him the first day of training camp pop his hamstring. Then we saw him get in. He kind of ran tentative, had some fumbleitis issues.
Oh, he's fumbled.
But now he's starting to come into his own.
Yeah.
Now he's got to get better at pass pro. He's missing blocks of pass pro.
Purdy almost got snapped in half.
Oh, I know. And Purdy hung out to that football.
To be fair to Garendo, that was a really tough one because the guy was coming so far on the edge. He was just kind of late. He's got to get in front of him. I'm not trying to make it up. But that's a tough play. That's all I'm saying. Purdy got snapped.
Purdy got snapped. So he's got to get better in pass protection. But the rumors are swirling about Christian McCaffrey. We may see him in Tampa. Or we may see him against Seattle.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
When my guy told me before the Kansas City game, he goes, Bonte. And he looks me in the eye all the time, whatever he tells me, son. Bonte, you know who's talking to you, right? That's what he does. He's like, you know, Bonte. I'm like, you know what? You never let me down the wrong road. You've been right about everything. Know this guy for 9 years.
Is this a 49er only source? Or does he give you sourcing in other buildings?
About tipping my head here, Shasky. I know you're trying to be a detective here, trying to figure this out. You know, you're trying to figure this out.
I
can't give away the sauces.
You know,
is he passing or is he Shefty? Is he Rappaport or is he Jay Glazer?
Or is he Shams?
He's inside. But he's like Bonte. He gonna be ready to roll mid-November. And I was like, what? I was like, and I asked him, I was like, come on, man, bilateral. Like, Mullen had a line yesterday in the post-game show at the gatehouse. He goes, we kind of talk about the Niners. He goes, bilateral Achilles tendonitis? Well, it sounds like CMC needs PRP. I was like, well, he's already with Germany, Mully. So I don't know how he's gonna do this. CMC needs PRP. I think he got it already. So we'll see.
Well, I am sure he has the best of all care that you could possibly afford or find when it comes to healing up. But they need him. Like, and
they need him.
Here's the thing with Mason. So if you get Mason healthy, hopefully a couple weeks from now. All right. Now I've got the bruiser back, right? We need to shore up our short yardage running. Right now, short yardage running is a problem.
It is.
The best short yardage runner is Purdy. Like on the sneaks. Yep. And that's, to me, that's not sustainable. When it's third and two, you're not running a sneak. That's a fourth and inches, third and inches type of a play. Yeah. So they've got to shore up the short yardage stuff. Garendo, though, there was a couple of, like, first guy comes through and he just kind of whoop and just kind of like slide steps and then finds his footing and then cuts upfield. He is. He's really impressing me.
No, he is. He is. He's very impressive. And by the way, before we get to Chris Miguel in San Antonio, we're going to get to the calls here, 888-957-9570. Pro Football Focus. And like, I don't put a lot of stock into it, but some people do. I was very surprised to see Trent Williams, Aaron Banks, Dominic Pooty, and Colt McKivitz in the top eight, top nine, at their respective positions.
Absolutely incredible.
You know when they show the starting lineups?
For the overall year,
yeah. Colt McKivitz is a lot better than, according to Pro Football Focus, I don't know how much weight we're putting into it, but he was a top 10 right tackle at his spot, according to Pro Football Focus. I was blown away looking at the Pro Football. I was like, wow, really? But I don't know how they grade everything.
Well,
I'm not privy to that intel.
Well, heading into that game, I thought they had more good games than bad.
No doubt.
That's what I think. Now, look, we could talk about, you know, situations where they gave up big plays. But last night, with no Micah Parsons, I thought they were handling business.
No doubt.
I thought they did a really good job. The one missed block by Garendo, now was in. How about the play by Purdy? It's a fake jet sweep, and then they're going to pitch it out to Debo, and Purdy realizes the linebacker's jumping the play, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to keep it.
16
he's
yards.
He's got to get down.
He'll get down.
He worries me because he took a shot he didn't need to take.
This guy's tough, man. I
know he's tough. No one questions his toughness.
He's a baller. He'll get down here.
But if he goes down, we're in trouble.
Well, it's a great heads-up play. You don't believe with Joshua Dobbs? Brendan Ellis, he's a...
The commercial with Josh Dobbs where he comes in as the backup is such a good commercial.
All right, you are listening.